Some of the rain that falls in downtown Atlanta eventually forms a creek, which flows into the Chattahoochee River. But since Proctor Creek begins in such an urban setting, it's got problems with flooding and pollution. In places, it's an eyesore. But there's still wildlife in it. WABE's Molly Samuel reports on a project to learn more about the state of the creek by studying its crayfish.
All of Proctor Creek is inside the city of Atlanta, from its headwaters near the Georgia Dome to where it empties into the Chattahoochee near the perimeter.
It's an urbanized stream. It's nature with human influence.
City life is hard on a creek, says Tamara Johnson. She's a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We're in Grove Park, near the Bankhead MARTA station, standing in a stream, a little tributary of Proctor Creek.
It's literally coming out of a pipe, like underground, and there's trash, and we found condoms out here before.
Proctor Creek is becoming a big deal in Atlanta's changing west side. The city's making a push to clean it up. A pack of nonprofits and government agencies is involved. Developers are interested.
Just two, right?
Johnson's role in all of this? Counting crayfish, the little lobster-like creatures you'd eat at a crawfish boil. Crayfish live all over Georgia, and there are a bunch of different species. And Johnson, with a team of biologists, is studying the crayfish that live here. They're also training a group of college interns.
Oh, you got one already?
Chester Fiegel is a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist.
So this is Cambrus striatus, which is a common crayfish. It's found all over Georgia.
There are a couple reasons why the biologists are doing this. One, says Johnson,
they're not the best, but they are a good indication of how healthy a stream is.
Plus, she says scientists really don't have a great handle on where the different species of crayfish live. That matters because some might be endangered. This group recently found a crayfish that's protected by the state of Georgia in a stream not far from Proctor Creek.
Crayfish are important because we don't know much about them right now, but we're going to learn.
And while the scientists are out here, they record the other wildlife they find living in the creek too. Frogs and tadpoles and fish.
Just here, we got a snake.
So a lot of times in like wildlife biology, you would see like black tape over these areas. It's like, it's a lost cause. You're not gonna find any species.
And for many years, Proctor Creek was neglected like this.
Our project, we want to go to the places with black tape over it and see what actually is going on and how can we restore them.
In other words, wildlife biology isn't just about the stuff living out in the Appalachian Mountains or the Amazon rainforest. It's also about the stuff living in a stream coming out of a drainage pipe near a MARTA station.
All right, let these tadpoles go.
That's part of why the college students are here. At another survey spot, we're surrounded by woods, but still in the city of Atlanta. The creek flows over rocks and branches. It's quiet, except for the cicadas and the birds.
Where we are right now, we could be anywhere in Georgia.
Al Harmon teaches at Atlanta Metropolitan State College. He says he's excited to bring his students here.
Primarily growing up in an urban environment, but just to come out and see what's right here in Atlanta and then start understanding how it's applicable to what they're interested in.
This element, exposing young people to careers in conservation, is important to Johnson, too.
I'm out here to show, you know, as a young black woman in a field that's often dominated by older white males, we are capable and, you know, you can do it. You can find your own projects and get into it.
And she says this project is also connecting people who live around Proctor Creek to what's in the creek.
We've been out crayfishing and I've had people walk by and we let them touch the crayfish that we caught. And they said, I've lived by this stream my whole life and I've never known what's in the stream, let alone touch it.
This research will take a few years. Eventually, they'll know what lives in Proctor Creek and what could live here if it got cleaned up. And that's all as the city moves ahead on its plans to address Proctor Creek's pollution and flooding problems and remake the neighborhoods around it. Molly Samuel, WABE News.